This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Man, certainly a disappointing home opener. There's a lot of things that we can do better in all phases and in coaching, and we will. I compliment those guys on a winning performance. It's still a ball game, man. There's a lot to be desired, certainly. But it's just interesting. We're in a close ball game last week, and the special teams play broke it open in our favor. This week we're in a close ball game, and the special teams play broke it open in our opponent's favor. And I just think that's life in this business at this level. I got a desire for us to be cleaner. So you can't point to singular plays as, pivotal points in the game, et cetera. And so we got a lot of work to do. And that's just to put it succinctly.
Wasn't that succinct? 48 seconds there, and you probably didn't cover everything. Football Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything that he's built and to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount Plus. Caleb Johnson's miscue is one of the biggest brain farts that we've ever seen. Historically bad, as we've pointed out this morning. That has not happened in 45 years in the NFL, and nothing similar to that has happened for the Steelers since Barry Foster did it in 1990, which was 35 years ago. So that was a historical gaffe by Caleb Johnson. And a lot of people took to social media to blame Danny Smith for Caleb Johnson not knowing the rules. I can't be the guy that sang the praises of Danny Smith last year. Danny Smith was one of the most popular people associated with the Steelers last season because the special teams, truthfully, were elite last year. Are we gonna pretend like Mr. Gumchewer doesn't have them knowing the rules? I'm sorry. I just don't buy that. I'm not putting that on the coach. I'm not in a million years saying Danny Smith didn't know the rule. Caleb Johnson didn't know the rule. Now he does.
Mm-hmm.
But that ain't on Danny Smith, I don't think. What do you think?
Not at all. Okay. It's on the player. But if you're looking to maybe place blame on Danny Smith, I could see placing blame on just having Caleb Johnson as a returner as a whole. Maybe like what do you... I know the only reason why he is back there is because they want to get him some live action. They want to get the rookie some live action. Like, he doesn't have the burst to be a returner. He doesn't have the awareness to be a returner. I don't know if he returned in college that much, but I have no clue why there isn't somebody else back there. That's one. Two, like, I don't know what went through Caleb. Like, did he think he was in college still? Was it like a college, like, because like the rules in college, like sometimes, you know, you can fair catch it, or, you know, it lands in the end zone, it's a dead ball, like things of that. I don't know what went through his mind, but the fact that you watch that video or you watch that clip and he turns back and looks at the ball and then walks off the field. Like this is stuff you learn when you're in like sixth grade. Like that a kickoff is live.
Right.
It is very, very bizarre. So it's not on Danny Smith. Like, everybody knows that. Everybody knows the rules of a kickoff.
Right.
Everybody.
Right.
Everybody, even people in the stands.
Right.
So, Danny, I'm sure they go over it all the time.
I wonder if Caleb, he's looking around, he's wearing the black and gold, he looks up into the stands, everyone's wearing black and gold, he thinks he's in Iowa for a minute. Because you're right. Like, you got to know the damn rules, and then it is unforgivable to be walking off the field. The one guy I actually saw run after the ball was Jabril Peppers.
Yes.
Jabril Peppers was running after the ball, but even Skowronek threw his hands up in the air, and just a total disaster. I thought Aaron Rodgers was really good on this after the game. Let's take a listen to what Aaron had to say.
Caleb's a great kid, and this is a, you know, what have you done for me lately league. And when you have success early on, you have to learn how to handle success. And when you deal with adversity, you have to learn how to deal with adversity the right way. And you can't let this get your confidence down. You can't hang your head. This is a professional league, and we expect greatness. But we also understand there's going to be mistakes. And they happen. We're human. And you got to move on and get better. But he's a great kid, and I know he'll come to work on Monday and Tuesday and, you know, keep his mind sharp. He's always asking me, hey, what do I got to do better? And I tell him things and he works on it. So hate to see it, but this is a professional football and we got to get him to raise the standard of his game without losing the confidence and understand that he can't ride the wave. There's going to be great games, going to be disappointing games. They're going to love you when you're riding high. They're going to try and crush you when you get beat. So can't let it crush you, crush your spirits, keep your confidence.
Yeah, that was very well said. And trust me, it is hard to be a rookie, and especially whenever you're a third-round pick and you're expected and have a lot of pressure on you to be like a great player at the running back position. And sometimes you find yourself pressing and thinking too much because, you know, his preseason, he's probably hearing what everybody's saying about him and the lack of explosion, and he just – sometimes you do have those mental lapses where it's like, oh my gosh, like I have to make the play all the time. Or, you know, and sometimes the broad strokes of playing football, they go out the window because you're thinking about overanalyzing every single thing that you do forget and have lapses like that. Like, no excuse, but I know exactly how he's feeling at this point. He hasn't had a great start to his NFL career, and that's probably weighing on him a lot, but you sometimes you got to take a step back and just play and just understand that, you know, football is football, and, you know, a kickoff is a live ball.
It's a live ball.
You know, it's not calculus here. Like, you know, he should not be back there anymore.
No.
He should not.
And he wasn't on the subsequent one. And here's a little anomaly. I don't know that I've ever seen this before. I'm sure it has happened. I look at the scoring summary. They kicked a field goal with 12:46 to go in the fourth, and they jumped on that with 12:46 to go in the fourth because the ball's not live until you touch it.
So they scored 10 points
in 0 seconds.
0 seconds. That is insane.
That's tough to win with. We talk about all the terrible stuff that happened defensively with the Steelers. I mean, they still forced 2 turnovers. They did sack Darnold twice. None of that's enough. Like, they did not play well defensively. They did not play well offensively. They couldn't run the football again. If that gaffe does not happen, they have a shot to win the football game. And it just is inexcusable. He can't be on kickoff return again. And, look, again, it's only 2 weeks. But he's been disastrous.
Yeah.
He's been a disaster.
From day one.
He did not have a good preseason. Didn't get anything going until the backups were in for the opposition in the preseason. Now, they got other problems, too. It ain't just him in terms of running the ball, because they ain't running it with Jaylen Warren. They ain't running it with Kenneth Gainwell. But We heard early on training camp, he's explosive. He's got the breakaway speed. It's one of the reasons they drafted him. The 40 time wasn't great, but you watch him on tape and you got the GPS tracker. We ain't seen any of that. And he looked tentative in the first game. He had that pass that hit his hands and dropped off in the preseason, looked like frying pan hands. And they're not giving him the ball at all from scrimmage. And then he makes that mistake. If they did not dress him for the next game, I would not be upset with that.
No.
I think you'd be sending him a message. Now, you can also go the other way. I'm sure all the things that Rodgers said to the media there, Rodgers is going to say, I would hope, to Jaylen Warren, put his arm around him and try to kill him with kindness. But that doesn't mean that he deserves to play next week if the coaching staff feels like he doesn't.
Caleb Johnson, you messed up there. But I will say this, and I'm not going to play the sounder.
They call him Caleb Williams?
You said Jaylen Warren. I think that
well, he should put his arm around him too. That's what I meant.
I think that this game is over between you, your gaffes, and wearing the 13-9 shirt.
Thank you.
I think for winning the football game on Saturday, the game is now concluded. You can mess up as much as you want.
Oh, and I plan to.
You do not have to wear that shirt at all for the rest of the football season.
Thank you. Can we take it out of the studio?
Honestly, yes.
Yeah! We're back!
Yeah.
We might not win another game all year, the Mountaineers, but I don't care.
Matter.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Caleb Johnson, one carry, 1 yard. One carry, 1 yard. And one of the worst plays ever. Now, Starkey, I thought, made a really good point on Twitter. Like, they didn't show us enough replays of that. They didn't talk enough about whether or not the Seattle Seahawks player was clearly in bounds. They did show it one time. Like, I do think he got in.
Uh-huh.
But and they review every scoring play. So he must have got in. I feel like we could have stopped the game taking a little bit of a look at that.
Yeah.
Because I never got a great look beyond the one. They only showed it in slow motion like one time.
Yeah, he did get in.
Yeah.
I've watched it a few times. But, I mean, what an unlucky bounce, too. I mean, you get one more rotation, one more length, and it goes out of bounds.
Right. And then it's a teaching point.
Right.
And not, you just lost us the game. Because now it's
That's what he probably thought, though, too. Probably was like, okay, there's enough speed on the ball. It's probably going to roll out of the back of the end zone. And it dies. It stops.
Man. 412-928-9370. Kevin's been waiting patiently for a long time. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
So with the Steelers' loss, it's, you can't blame it on one player. I mean,
sure.
Between our offensive line and our defense, we have more holes than Swiss cheese, especially for the highest paid defense in the league. You have Mr. Moneybags, who can barely put pressure on, next to I'm not paid enough, who can barely do anything.
I know. It's a bad look, Kevin. It really is.
And just for the gaffe on special teams, there's no way he didn't know the rules, especially playing on a professional level. I think maybe he could have just looked back, because all you see in the replay is he glances back and then turns around. Maybe he thought it was going out of bounds.
Yeah.
Who knows? And with Aaron Rodgers, I am waiting for the fallout with him, but so far he is sticking up for the team. But there's only so much you can do. You can't expect him to come out, throw 4 touchdowns every game when
exactly.
He's running around like Patrick Mahomes in Super Bowl 45.
Exactly. Kevin, do you like the 21 Pilots?
Yes, I do.
You want to go to the concert on the 28th of September at Star Lake from Live Nation?
Oh, my God. Sure. I'd love that.
Well, that's too bad. I'm just kidding. We'll put you on hold. I need a little laughter today. After the way the Steelers played on Sunday. 412-928-9370. Do you bench Caleb Johnson? We'll start there. 412-928-9370. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Also, Mike Tomlin, for a guy who's never living in his fears, sure did yesterday. My gosh. We'll get into that too. Your calls until 9 o'clock when Caboli joins us. 412-928-9370. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Marisa's.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's been 2 weeks. Last week, we were 100% in the red zone. So this week, we weren't. So I think we need to take it easy. This is a small sample size. You know, that was two nice plays on 50-50 balls by two big guys. And we had a chance, you know, I think probably a touchdown to Pat that makes it 21-14 and changes the whole scope of the game. So we got to understand this is the league and things happen. And, you know, we're not trying to crush anybody on our team. We just, what happened, happened. You know, disappointing for KJ. We love KJ. You know, Cal's trying to make a play. We love Cal. We just got to, we got to be 100% with our assignment and in order to win some of these games. Comes down to one or two plays. Could be in the first quarter, could be in the fourth quarter.
He's not wrong. And if the Steelers made a play or two, they'd be sitting here at 2-0. Seriously. Or one less gaffe and they could be sitting here at 2-0. But that's why we have a radio show. Because if they pulled this one out, let's say 27-24. I think we're talking today, unlike last week, I think we're talking today about the issues they have.
Yeah.
So win or lose, I think Rodgers is right. You know, if Caleb Johnson doesn't make that play, failed to make that play, maybe they do win the game. If Calvin Austin III doesn't have a ball go off his hands when he's not supposed to be there and it gets intercepted, maybe they win that football game. But for the second week in a row, they haven't run the ball effectively. And for the second week in a row, they haven't played good defense at all. And that's probably an understatement. And that goes back now 10 weeks where they've played bad defense as one of the worst in the NFL. So, hey, you'd be sitting here at 2-0 and you'd feel great about that. You can't even have that now. And the problems that they have seem more like they are what they are through two games than, oh, well, that was a popcorn thing. This was a popcorn thing. No, the issues that were issues in week one were an issue in week two.
Yes. Yes, I mean DK Metcalf with drops.
Oh,
you know the caller earlier saying like all guys were wide open. There was a bunch of times where Aaron Rodgers missed guys. Well, there was a bunch of times where he threw the ball right on the money and it was dropped. So
yeah,
it goes both ways.
And that to your was number issue. One receiver,
to your number one receiver, that was the issue in week one. There's a lot of carryover from week one to week two. The only thing that was different was the special teams bit you instead of actually propelling you to win the game. That's what it comes down to. But everything else was status quo.
Yeah, man.
That is quo. And you get, it's hard to even like, it's hard to get mad about Jalen Ramsey because you said it perfectly in the beginning. He's such a boomer bust. Like he's going to make a big play, but he's also going to give up a big play. So like it's kind of a 50-50 situation with him.
I'll make the trade-off because with Minkah Fitzpatrick, because Minkah had what? One interception in 21 games and We talk about these last 10 games defensively for the Steelers have been dreadful. If you look at the statistics, they're giving up pretty much 38 points a game, 30 points per game, excuse me, which would be dead last in the NFL. You know, most of those games came with Minka. What you weren't getting from Minka was splash. And at least you think about Jalen Ramsey. He takes one away with the interception. He blocks a field goal, so he directly takes 3 points off the board. And he also dislodged a ball last week that won you the game and dislodged a ball this week that at that point in the game was a big play. Now, I realize he gave up a touchdown, didn't think he had safety help over the top. I'm not going to make excuses for him. He gave up a touchdown. That's how that's going to go. But they were giving up touchdowns with Minka last year, and he wasn't taking the ball away.
Right.
Of all the people I got problems with defensively today, it's actually the new guy that I have the least problem with.
And you're allowed to get home in some of the in that deep shot to Smith and Jigba, where you know what, 40, 50 yard pass, and then obviously the touchdown over Jalen Ramsey. Those two plays, you're allowed to get home. Like T.J. Watt's allowed to get a sack there.
That'd be the first in 7 games for T.J. He hadn't had one in 6 games.
Yeah, he's allowed to get a sack
at $41 million.
Yeah.
Now he showed up a couple of occasions. Late, but he didn't have a sack. Jack Sawyer has a sack. Peyton Wilson has a sack. T.J. Watt, no sack. Through 2 games. Texter writes in, you're also a Boz 60-plus yarder for being 0-2. Yeah, okay, fair. It's what Doran's saying, special teams. Special teams last week wins you the game. 60-plus yarder from Boz, you don't even have to think about it. Like, good from 70. And Kenneth Gainwell makes the play. And then this week you have the all-timer by Caleb Johnson. That being said, I don't like hearing you're a 60-yard field goal away from being 0-2 because that guy's automatic.
Mm-hmm.
And on a team filled with a million different question marks, that guy ain't one. So I'm not going to say, well, they lucked into it. He had a 60-yarder. He's going to hit that 9 times out of 10. Harry, you're grinning over there. What's going on?
I just remember you yelled at a caller last week for playing the what if the Steelers would have done this and lost thing yesterday. And now this week you're like, oh, what if the Steelers would have done this? They would have won.
I'm just saying that, but the difference in that discussion now is...
Same things.
Had they won, we'd be sitting here talking about the same things.
Right.
To quote Brian Kelly. We'd be talking about the same things. You can't run the ball. You can't play defense. What was it last week? 2.7 yards per carry. This week, 3.4 yards per carry. And we came into this game, you and me, talking about there are two guys that can really beat you on Seattle offensively. Jackson Smith and Jigba, who had a great week one, and Kenneth Walker, who did not have a great week one, but we know him to be a very good player. Jackson Smith and Jigba had 8 catches for 103 yards. Kenneth Walker had 13 carries for 105 yards. He averaged 8 yards a carry. Come on. Cooper Kupp, if those two weren't going to beat you, then the other guy who's going to beat you was Cooper Kupp. 7 receptions for 90 yards. Not good enough. Maybe I'm giving Jalen Ramsey too much credit because I know that he was matched up on Kupp a lot of the time in the slot. And yeah, it hurts not having Joey Porter Jr., but I don't want to hear that.
No.
You have Brandon Echols. We told how good Brandon Echols is. It told how good Jalen Ramsey is. Told how good Darius Slay is. Told this is going to be a historic defense. I don't care who's out then. The standard needs to be the standard. We hear that a million different times. And you give up 31 points to the greatest show on turf. Just kidding. It was Seattle with Sam Darnold.
63 points in 2 games.
That ain't good in a Big 12, Doran.
63.
For the best defense in the NFL.
And going
they're
against,
supposed to be.
And going against mediocre at best offenses.
Well, any,
in comparison to other teams in the league.
Exactly. And so Diana Russini wrote that piece for The Athletic this weekend that there are people in the locker room or people within the organization that were telling Tomlin, told you so. Or at least they wanted to get it on the record that they would like to tell Tomlin, told you so after Justin Fields played well. Justin Fields stunk, and then they lost 30-10 to a real contender. And you got worked like it was Derrick Henry and Lamar damn Jackson
right.
out there.
Right.
Give me a break. I blew off a tease to the surprise of no one. Mike Tomlin with a cowardly punt yesterday. Just how cowardly, we'll tell you when we come back. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can always text us, brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You. Mummy sound means we got breaking news. Couple of things. Mark Caboli's 25 minutes early, which is a treat. We'll take Mark early. Steelers insider from the Pat McAfee show. But the breaking news, Joe Burrow, according to Adam Schefter, ESPN sources, Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow will need toe surgery that will sideline him a minimum of 3 months. His season could be over. The Bengals are 2-0. It was kind of miraculous how they were able to win that football game yesterday. Kudos to them. Jake Browning, their backup quarterback. But Joe Burrow going to miss a minimum of 3 months with turf toe, which, Doran, you say is one of the most painful things you can deal with.
It's awful. Awful.
Look, you never want somebody to get hurt. We were talking before the year about the breaks the Steelers need to contend. And we talked about quarterback injuries being one of those things. I'll tell you what, though, through two games, I don't... again, I never want to see anybody get hurt. But this isn't a break that I feel all that super good about helping the Steelers. Nope. I mean, you feel better about them beating the Bengals without Joe Burrow, clearly, than with Joe Burrow. But this defense could give up 30 points to anybody. They just did to Sam Darnold and Justin Fields in back-to-back games.
Yep.
Hello, Mark.
Hello, fellas.
That was embarrassing yesterday, Mark.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Saturday. I had to get one in. Sorry. I'm done.
He talked more junk than I do.
No, I don't.
I ain't a junk talker. I'm just happy.
He thinks that you're not talking junk, but that's a sign of you talking junk.
Yes.
That's what he said whenever you walked out of the room.
You got this smug look on your face like, Yeah. I don't have to say anything.
I do feel good. I haven't had fun for 6 years because Neil Brown was my football coach. Let me have a day, for goodness sakes. I don't pour salt on the wound. People are pissed off because of the Steelers. There's a lot of people listening that are ticked off about Pitt. I'm not trying to throw salt in their wound today. I'm a Steelers fan. I'm not trying to make you feel worse.
What's the world coming to when the only local team that won was West Virginia?
And well, and Penn State couldn't even cover. They gave up the worst backdoor cover in the history of college football. James Franklin watching ball in his boxers after that, and he doesn't care, but there are a lot of people who cared. Villanova's kid went up with one hand with no time left on the clock to score a touchdown and totally screwed a lot of bettors, which, hey.
Not even that. It was across the body, middle of the field. Unbelievable catch.
Yeah.
Mark, did you watch the pick game?
I listened to you and Billy and Pat a lot because I was at a fifth grade football game.
Well, it wasn't a good game.
I was listening to you guys while you were guys making your comeback, and I felt a little confidence in all three of you guys. And by the time I got home, that confidence had waned a little bit.
Yep. It's exactly what you wanted out of a backyard brawl, out of a rivalry game, but the game, no, it wasn't a good game.
It was a it wasn't a well-played game.
It wasn't a well-played
game. It was definitely not a well-played game. I'd be interested to see what the TV numbers did. Again, in a sport where regionality continues to wane, where there's less and less of these marquee rivalry games out of conference played because of all this conference realignment, I would bet that the numbers were pretty damn good. Now, I know Georgia and Tennessee was also an awesome, entertaining game going on at the same time, but that was a classic brawl. And three of the four that they played since the series came back, have been absolute classics. Two of those classics going to Pitt, and then this one on Saturday going to West Virginia.
And you could probably argue, sorry, Dorian, close your ears, that West Virginia could have won all.
See, my friend said the same thing. You can't do that. You can't argue that West Virginia should have won last year.
Could have won.
And then that Pitt couldn't have won. Like, the same thing that happened last year happened this year, just the teams were reversed.
Yeah.
So, hey, listen, you either win or you don't, and that's ball.
That's some good analysis.
That's what Mike McDaniel said after the game. He said, sometimes you lose it. Sometimes you find a way to lose.
That was brutal.
I mean, I know Brent Pry of Virginia Tech got fired. I know the guy from UCLA got fired.
Foster, yeah.
Which, yikes when you're getting fired in September. My goodness gracious. Mike McDaniel should be next.
Yep. He looks like a guy that's going to get fired.
I would agree with that.
Body language, yes.
Told you we'd talk about Mike Tomlin not going for it on fourth and one. Here was his explanation.
It was a 14-14 game. You know, neither offense was lighting it up at that juncture. As I mentioned, we had absorbed some attrition on defense, and so I wanted to protect that group and keep them on a long field.
How about you go for points then, Mike? How about you do that? You can't be the we don't live in our fears guy and then not go for it on fourth and one. And listen, I don't know how much stock I put into win probabilities and things of that nature and analytics, but I do think it bears mentioning. The Steelers, had they gone for it, had a 61% chance to win the game. They had a success percentage of 67%. When they punted, it brought their win percentage down 5 points. Had the Steelers failed to get it instead of punting, their win percentage would have been 47%. It wound up being 56% when punting. It's not that big of a difference. And look, there's no easy yards to come by in the NFL, but I thought at the time Mike Tomlin had a chicken bleep call, and I still think after the fact. Like, put the ball in your Hall of Fame quarterback's hands, get a yard, whatever, and then because your defense has dealt with the attrition, go try to put points on the board. Like, you can always flip that. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, the defense, you know, we're dealing with some attrition. Okay, go get points. Go get points.
Plus, you got a 230-pound running back and get a yard on his own as well if you just wanted to hand it off. And you got a quarterback who could move the pocket and hit somebody relatively easy as well. So, see, what analytics is, you either have to do them or you don't. Tomlin doesn't do that. He uses analytics sometimes, and he uses his gut the other times. Uh-huh. And I don't think that's how it's supposed to be drawn out.
I don't mind that. Because I think every game's got its own feel. I really do. And these are men that are out there, not computers, not AI. I bring up the analytics because I think it's noteworthy to the conversation. I think you have to also feel the tone and tenor of the game. I don't mind if he's inconsistent with it. I really don't. But what I don't like is some of the best teams in football last year routinely went for it on fourth and short. Now, the Steelers don't have Jaden Daniels, and you don't have that mobility on the edge, but they went for it as much as anybody, and they got it a lot. The Eagles did it a lot. The Detroit Lions did it a lot. The best teams in football are aggressive, and I think that permeates through a team. Hey, we're going to go out there. We're going to win this damn football game, and they don't. They wind up punting. I just think it's weak sauce. I think it sends a bad message, and it was a good punt. I mean, you got him inside the 10, and it still didn't work out. So might as well go for it.
How many times has it happened on the flip side, though, that he says, you know what? I'm sure it has. My defense isn't really playing well, so I'm going to have to put some points up. It seems like every decision he would make would benefit, hey, I have trust in my defense. And obviously, that's a flawed philosophy over the past year and a half at least.
Well, Mark, if you had to point fingers, if you had to point a finger, who would you point for this loss? The blame game.
You mean player-wise or?
Anybody. Who's the guy? Who's the person that you're pointing the finger at?
There's a couple. I mean, first of all, you have to say Tomlin, number one, right? He's in charge of everything. But player-wise, I mean, if I would look at a player and say, man, that's who struggled, that's the guy who they were going after, I would say Peyton Wilson on that account right there.
I think he's been dreadful through two games.
Which is surprising because he played so well in camp. Another one was, I think, Y.A. Black got pushed around. I think Loudermilk got pushed around, but he only played 8 or 10 snaps right there. It just seemed
He's high ankle as well, isn't he?
Yeah, he had a big boot on, so that's going to be.
And Highsmith had a boot after the game as well.
I didn't see him.
But somebody noted that.
Yeah. He's probably out for a while. So it was just not a good performance all around, which is just very. I could see why people out there are so frustrated because it's the same thing every time. Me, you know, it's one game, whatever. I'm not going to overreact one way or the other. But as a fan, if I got to hear one more time about, you know, gap integrity, if I got to hear one more time about, you know, doing my job, go to the lab, figure it out, I'm getting just fix it already. I got to be held accountable. I might have said that already, but I don't know. But if they say it every single time, something has to be figured out here rather than these excuse after excuse and after excuse. And it's the same thing. We see the same thing every single game. It's now, what, 11 games now where they've allowed 300 yards or more? They're averaging something like 28 points per game over that 11.
Over 10 games.
I mean, I'm counting the playoff games.
As you should.
So it's just, I'm just tired of the same excuses. At least come up with something a little bit different rather than we got to figure this out. We got to be held accountable. We got to stay in our gaps.
They have no answers.
That's if they had the answer, Doran, it would have been fixed.
It would have been fixed, yes.
Because they have the talent to fix it, but it hasn't been fixed. So, only way I can look at it is,
you know what the Steelers.
I'm almost as confused as them. I don't know what to do.
You know what the Steelers should have done on that fourth and one? They should have lined up 9 offensive linemen and let one of them jump off sides. That's what they should have done. I can't even look at you.
He's giving you that look.
I know. I don't like the look. Texter, you brought this up. I don't know if we talked about this on the air. Wilson got destroyed by their fullback.
Destroyed. So did somebody else.
He took two guys on one play.
On one play.
In the NFL.
Never seen that before.
In the NFL.
I hear you.
All right. We got to go around the league when we come back. Tons of storylines, including the big one. Joe Burrow out now, according to Adam Schefter, for 3 months. Needs surgery on that turf toe. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. The voice is bad. Voice is real bad. Reminder that 93.7 The Fan will showcase a different community each Saturday through the Youth Football Showcase with special visits from members of the Fan staff. Do you want 93.7 The Fan to visit your game? Email youthsports@93.7thefan.com with your group name, your group's main contact information and potential dates. Details at 93.7thefan.com. Brought to you by Steel City Shredding, Saloni's Italian Bread, and Pelman Electric. Callis, you were out doing your thing this weekend, huh? Little youth football showcase.
Doing my thing. Mm-hmm. I was at an event. Wasn't my thing, but it was fun.
I was hoping for more details, like where you were, what
happened.
Yeah,
we were in Saxonburg, you know, up in Butler County, and the 8U, 10U, and 12U teams played. I was only there for 8U and 10U. We were gone by the time the 12U team played, but it was a lot of fun. It was interesting. I played youth football once upon a time in fifth grade, and I was like, oh, this reminds me of me. You know, they make these little guys just run the whole 100 yards of the field to try to score. Very low-scoring games, but entertaining. You know, they're kids.
I like the helmets. They look like bobbleheads.
Yeah.
Running around like that. It's probably how I'd look wearing one, too.
They wear those
Guardian caps.
Guardian caps now. I don't know if they do that. I don't think they hit as hard as to need them rather than the look.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. Harry does that very well. He's very engaging.
Harry's good at that stuff, very man. Engaging. When you get Harry out amongst the people, Harry, a very popular man.
I met a guy named Mike and a guy named Jeff. Mike took a picture with me, and Jeff said that you and I are a hilarious combination when we banter.
What about Doran?
Well, Doran's serious, so you know, you look at him and you just have – everybody had instant respect for Doran when we talked. But, you know, Crowley and I are the hilarious ones that you can take a little less seriously. I don't know.
I think Doran's pretty funny, too.
No, not that he's not funny, but people respect him
by whatever.
Default. Yeah.
Someone on the text line, this is supposed to be our Around the NFL segment, says, at least the Chiefs are 0-2. Oh, yeah, I'm sure the Steelers will get the number one seed in the AFC. I can't take any joy in that.
No.
We did see something we don't see. Patrick Mahomes with the overthrow of the century. Got a wide receiver 20 yards open and just,
yep.
I mean, goodness.
Man, you talk about a team that has very limited talent, or at least skill positions. Uh-huh. That's right now, man. He's out there by himself. He's on an island with a bad offensive line.
I'm not saying they're done till they're done.
Oh, No.
We've seen this fish before, and I ain't saying that they're done because they ain't done. But they are 0-2. Meanwhile, Russell Wilson played the game of his life until he didn't with just a dreadful interception in overtime, but did throw for a career high in yardage. And in the same game, George Pickens, down the stretch and in overtime, was really damn good. The same day, your number two wide receiver, Calvin Austin, turns a touchdown to Pat Freiermuth into an interception. I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
We tend to forget that play and how significant that was.
Oh, yeah.
We do?
Oh, my. I mean,
who's forgetting that play?
Well, when there's a couple other things that went on, like the Caleb Johnson one and that one and the inexplicable 3rd and 19 with 4 minutes left and just toss sweep, let's kick the field goal. You're like, nobody touched him.
Nobody touched him.
Wow.
Kenneth Walker.
Wow.
That was pathetic.
Oh.
Pathetic. The best defense in the NFL, the historic defense, gives up a touchdown to start the game, hot knife through butter, and then allows that to happen, basically to seal their fate. It's pathetic. And that's where we'll go to start the 9 o'clock hour with Mark Caboli. Caboli was early today, and we love him for that. Fan weather first, though, is brought to you by... What's happening?
I was saying, I thought we were going around the league, but
we did.
That was a quick around the league. I thought you were talking more Joe Burrow.
Well, we can do that.
Hey, by the way, real quick, Jack Lambert's career ended with a
turf toe.
That's
turf
right.
Toe. Yeah, it did.
Let's hope that doesn't happen.
You know, okay, while we're still here.
That was like 50 years ago.
Wow. While we're still
turf
here.
Turf toes are still turf toes.
I know, but the doctors can, you know, you can get that fixed now.
I know, like, Joe Burrow, this happened a lot. For Joe Burrow, like, his career's not going to end. I think that's what you're saying. Like, they'll fix it. But I am not saying anybody ever deserves to get hurt, but they have not invested in that offensive line anywhere near enough to protect a quarterback that, had they made the playoffs, he could have won the MVP last year. They are a tire fire. Ugh. And they're sitting there at 2-0. Okay, great. But they're screwed.
That's a play, though, that you don't say, boy, the offensive line stinks.
I know. He's taken enough hits already this year that he could have been hurt on any one of them. And he got hit a million times in the preseason, for God's sakes. Could have got hurt on any one of those. And I'm not saying that they got what they're asking for, but they kind of got what they're asking for. You got to protect your quarterback. Why am I mad on behalf of Bengals fans? Don't need to be. All right, much more on the Steelers' loss to the Seattle Seahawks with Mark Cavoli coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Fan weather first, though, is brought to you by Myers Law Group. We love them. Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. It's hot today. High of 84, low of 60, partly cloudy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.